And so today we focus on the candle of hope and invite you to hear the words of Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 30 through verse 33. This is the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary, and he says this: "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." As we walk through lighting these candles, we are going to just share short devotionals written by various Alliance leaders, and this one is written by Reverend Marv Nelson. He writes this: "After the prophetic ministry of Malachi, silence fell over the Lord's people for 400 years. Tyranny became the norm in their lives. God had made a promise of a king to come, but no one had yet seen this fulfillment. And a hopeless pall began to fall upon the people of God. Yet into this silence, the Lord brings a message to a young Mary. This message is one of hope. God's messengers bring news from the Lord to a teenage woman that at last the promise the Lord had made is coming to fruition. The first promise that was made in the Garden of Eden and every promise in between of the one to come is now unfolding before her very eyes. This fulfilled promise also brings with it the hope of fulfillment of all the other promises that God had made to his people. She, Mary, is the one who will bear this great hope. She, highly favored and blessed, has the honor of carrying hope in her womb, delivering hope to the world, and watching hope grow in the souls of everyone who will encounter her child. The advent of her young son will be the spark of hope that will ignite a new hope, not just for the Jews, but for the rest of the world. God said hope would come, and hope has come, and hope's name is Jesus. We now have a new promise, the promise of his return. Let us walk in this expectant hope and wait with bated breath for the return of our hope, the Lord Jesus." As we would begin this morning, we together light this first candle, the candle of hope. Would you join me in prayer as we begin our time this morning? Father in heaven, we celebrate you, the promise maker, and you, the promise keeper, the one who has sent your son Jesus, the one who is hope. And we look forward to the fulfillment of that final promise that your son will return. And we say, even with John, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the hope that we have and the hope that is to come. Would you focus our eyes these days in this beginning of Advent on our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the one who is hope to us today and is the hope of the nations now and forevermore. Father, we gather here this morning lifting our eyes to the one who is hope, to you. Have your way. Come, Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we might see the glory of the one who is embodied hope, Jesus. And as we worship, as we celebrate, as we gather around the communion table, may we find the hope and the joy that are in him. Encourage our hearts this day, I pray. May your kingdom come in these moments, and may your perfect will that is always done, may it be done here now in this space. To you alone be the glory. Bring your hope. May joy rise within us this day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
I invite you to stand and sing with us this morning.
Some captive is Never fail. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is love.
As we have sung it, that beautiful name of Jesus, can we just say and declare his name together? Jesus. Jesus. Just say it out loud. Jesus. Once more. Jesus. Jesus, there is no other name so beautiful, so powerful, so wonderful as yours. In your name, there is healing and salvation. There is deliverance. There is hope and there is joy. Jesus, we stand. stand in awe of you. And we speak your name over all of those things, all of those circumstances, all of the people that we so desperately care about and so desperately need your move in. And so, Jesus, have your way. We speak, Jesus. Our hope is in no other name. Salvation is in no other name but Jesus. Lord, as we celebrate the King who has come, would you speak to our hearts in these moments? Speak to us here in the sanctuary and the children as they learn as well. May we see the beauty of the name of Jesus, because it embodies the person. God incarnate, God in the flesh, the glorified one. Jesus, we speak your name. And we ask these things in your name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. If you would remain standing in honor